大家好。
Greetings.
大家都知道今天是母亲节。
I think everyone knows that today is Mother's Day.
我们为我们的母亲生我们养我们。
For our mother to give birth to us and to raise us.
爱我们，照看我们，也管教我们，感谢我们的神。
We thank our Lord because they love us and they teach us and they discipline us.
神在他的诫命里面也命令我们这些做儿女的。
In the Lord's commandment, He also commands those of us who are children.
要孝敬父母。
To be obedient to parents.
使我们在地上的日子。
So that the days we have in this world.
在耶和华所赐给我们的地上呢，就得以长久。
So that we may live long in this world.
圣经同时也告诉我们，我们要做智慧之子，不要做愚昧之子。
And the scripture also tells us to be wise ones instead of the foolish ones.
智慧之子使父亲欢乐。
The wise son makes the father glad.
愚昧之子呢，叫母亲忧愁。
And the foolish son grieves the mother.
我们在这个日子要纪念我们的母亲。
And on this day, we shall remember our mothers.
我们要好好的爱他们。
We should love them.
我们要感谢他们。
We should thank them.
如果我们的母亲还没有得救。
If our mothers have not been saved yet.
我们要迫切的为他们祷告。
We must diligently pray for them.
同样呢，对做母亲的圣经也有话对我们说。
And those who are mothers, the scripture also have words for them.
我们要做智慧妇人，不要做愚妄的妇人。
We should be excellent. We should be wise women and not the folly ones.
智慧妇人建立家室。
The wise woman built her house.
愚妄妇人呢，亲手拆毁。
And the foolish woman tears it down with her own hands.
才德的妇人呢，是丈夫的冠冕。
The excellent woman is the crown of her husband.
宜修的妇人如同腐烂，在她丈夫的腹中。
She who shames him is like rottenness in his bone.
因为今天是母亲节，我就想到这几节经文。
Because today is Mother's Day, I remember these verses.
自从上一个礼拜彭弟兄在我们当中分享之后
，Ever since Brother Peng has shared with us last week,
我就一直在思想几个问题。
I often thought of a few questions.
神把我们从埃及呼召出来。
God had called us out of Egypt.
要我们成为君尊的祭司，圣洁的国度和属神的子民。
To be His holy priest, to be His priest in a holy kingdom and His own people.
当我想到神呼召我们有这样目的的时候
，When I thought of when the God's calling has such a purpose,
我就想到有三个和这相关的问题。
I thought of three related issues.
第一个，我们基督徒活在世上，应不应该有一个目标？
First, us Christians living in this world, should we have a purpose?
如果有目标的话，这个目标是什么？
If there should be, then what is it?
如果我们知道了我们的目标，我们如何才能够达到这个目标？
If we know what the purpose is, then how do we achieve the purpose?
好，我先来讲一个小故事。
Let me first tell you a story.
这个故事里面有一个小女孩。
In this story, there's this little girl.
我们就叫她是 Rebecca 好了。
We'll name her Rebecca.
那这一天呢，早晨 Rebecca 早晨醒来。
This morning Rebecca woke up.
她妈妈对她说：“Becca， 今天是长周末。
”And her mother woke her up and said, "Becca, this is a long weekend."
爸爸要带我们出去玩。
And your father's going to take us out.
所以呢，他们就起来吃过早饭，把东西装上车就出发了。
And then after they had breakfast, they loaded the car and they started their journey.
在路上呢，一家人都很开心。
And then on the way, the whole family is very joyful.
但是过了一阵子呢，就开始有一点无聊了。
But then after a little while, it started to be a bit boring.
所以 Rebecca 就问她妈妈说：“妈妈。”
So Rebecca asked her mom, "Mother,
我们今天到哪里去啊？”
Where are we going today?
妈妈对她说：“宝贝儿，妈妈不知道我们到哪里去。”
And the mother said to her, "Precious, I don't know where we're going."
问你爸。
Ask your father.
爸爸在开车，所以 Rebecca 就问他说：“爸爸， 我们今天到哪里去啊？
And the father is driving, so Rebecca asked her father, Dad, where are we going today?
她爸爸说，我不知道。
And the father said, I don't know either.
那你这开车往哪里开啊？
But then where are you driving to?
她爸爸说，大家往哪里开，我们就往哪里去。
And the father said, wherever everyone else is going, that's where we're going.
大家知道这故事是我编的。
Everyone knows that I made up this story.
但是这个故事里的人呢，却很像你，也很像我。
But those people who are in this story are very much like you and me.
我们这一生就在奔波劳碌。
For our entire life, we are rushing and busying ourselves.
但是呢，我们却不知道我们要往哪里去。
But we don't know where we're going.
我们上路了。
We started the journey.
我们一直踩油门。
We kept on pressing the gas pedal.
但是我们没有目标。
But we have no destination.
我们蒙恩得救之后。
After we're saved by grace.
不错，我们跟过去不一样。
It is right. We're no longer the same as we were before.
我们不再追求地上的东西。
We no longer seek after earthly things.
地上的东西不再是我们追求的目标。
The earthly things are no longer the purpose of what we seek after.
但是我们信了主之后，我们有没有一个新的目标？
But after we believed in the Lord, do we have a new purpose?
保罗说他奔跑不像没定向。
Paul said that he has kept on the race.
他说他打拳呢，他斗拳呢，不像打空气。
He said that he is fighting not as if he's fighting with air.
他告诉我们说他有一个明确的目标。
He tells us that he has a clear purpose.
我们的人生呢，是像坐火车一样，有一个起点，有一个终点呢？
Our life, is it like a train ride where there's a starting point and where there's an end point?
还是呢，像坐云霄飞车一样？
Or is it like riding a roller coaster?
虽然坐的时候很精彩。
Even though it is very exciting when you were on it.
一会儿上，一会儿下。
You go up and you go down.
但是最终呢，却回到原点。
But then at the end, you're right where you started.
我们人生不能没有目标。
Our lives cannot be without purpose.
同样呢，我们人生如果有目标的话呢，这个目标呢也不能错。
And then on the other hand, if our life has a purpose, it cannot be a wrong purpose.
如果我们的目标错了，
If our purpose is wrong,
我们这一生就枉费了。
Then our entire life is in vain.
人生不过是一场空。
And then your entire life is empty.
我们不过是一个迷失的人。
Then we are still lost people.
那么我们的目标在哪里呢？
Then what is our goal? Where is our purpose?
我不知道弟兄姐妹有没有思考过，我们人生的目标应该在哪里？
I don't know if brothers and sisters have ever thought about where is the goal of our life.
很多很多年以前。
Many, many years ago.
三十多年以前。
More than 30 years ago,
我曾经呢，跟我的父母一起住在乡下。
I lived with my parents in a countryside.
那是在东北。
This is in 东北。
东北的乡下人有许多特点。
And people there have many characteristics.
那个外地人呢，就有一段顺口溜说东北有几大怪。
People who are outside of that region have a few sayings that people from Dongbei have a few unique or strange habits.
其中有一怪呢，就是十七八的大姑娘嘴里面叼烟袋。
And one of the strange things people do is that girls who are 17 or 18 years old have these tobacco bags that they smoke out of.
东北人抽烟呢，抽得非常非常的凶。
People from Dongbei, they smoke very heavily.
但是呢，他们不是抽那个买的那个烟卷。
But they don't smoke the cigarettes that you buy.
因为很穷，买不起。
Because they're so poor, they can't afford to buy them.
他们的习惯呢，是每一家呢都会种一些烟叶。
Their habit is each one of the houses would plant their own tobacco.
然后晒干。
And they plant these tobacco leaves, which they dry.
那晒干之后要抽烟的时候呢，就用手这么。搓搓搓搓，然后呢，用纸卷起来，就可以抽了。
And then when they want to smoke, they would grind the leaves and roll it up, and then they can smoke it.
可是乡下很穷。
But the countryside is so poor.
叫做一纸难求啊，没有，就是纸张非常非常的稀少，非常非常的宝贵。
And even paper there is very precious. You cannot even get a piece of paper.
那老乡怎么办呢？
So then what do people there do?
他们很有办法。
They're very smart.
他们就用呢毛主席语录，把毛主席语录呢撕下来，然后卷烟抽。
And then they would tear the handbook of the chairman Mao saying and use that as paper to roll up the tobacco.
毛主席语录啊，做这个用途，我想是当初无论是出版的还是印刷的单位，大概他们做梦也想不到。
And I think to use the handbook in such a way is something that the publishers or the editors would have never imagined.
要每一个受到之物都有它的用处。
Everything that is created has its purpose.
而且呢，这个用处呢是那个创造者所赋给他的。
And this purpose is destined by the creator.
但是呢，我们也常常看到呢，受到之物呢却不按照当初那个造物主所赋给他的意义呢来生活，被使用。
And then we also see that the things that are created, sometimes they're also not used according to the purpose that is destined by their creator.
同样，我们人是不是被造之物？
Same way, are human not also created creatures?
是谁创造了我们？
Who created us?
我们有没有一位创造主？
Do we have a Lord who created us?
如果我们是那位创造主所造的，
If we are created by this Lord,
那么我们人生的意义和目的是不是这位创造主所赋予我们的？
Then our purpose and our goals in life, is it not destined upon us by our Creator?
也就是说，当我们的人生是不是只有我们实现了创造主所赋给我们目的的时候，我们人生的意义才达到。
In another way, it is to say, have we only achieved our goals when we achieve the purpose that is given to us by our Creator?
我们都知道，我们是神按照他的形象和样式所造的。
We all know that we are created in the image of the Lord.
那么神造我们是什么目的呢？
So then, what is the purpose that God has created us for?
圣经里面哪里告诉我们？
Where does it tell us in the scripture?
神造我们的目的。
What is the purpose of God's creation?
Michael, 在哪里？嗯哼。神按照他的形象造我们，使我们呢管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地并地上一切所爬的昆虫。
God has created men in his own image according to his likeness and let them rule over the fishes of the sea, over the birds of the sky and over the cattle and over all the earth.
所以神造我们的目的，
So the purpose God created us
是让我们管理呢神手所造的一切。
It is to govern and to rule over all things that God have created.
标杆人生的作者在他的书的第一章第一段里面这样说。
In the book of Purposeful Life, in the first chapter, first paragraph, the author says,
说人生的目的不单是追求个人的满足和喜乐。
He says that the purpose of an individual's life, it is not only to seek to fulfill his own satisfaction and joy.
它的意义呢，远比你的家庭、事业，甚至比你最疯狂的梦想与抱负更加远大。
He says that the purpose is so much greater than your own family, your career, or even your greatest ambition.
下面这句话，请弟兄姐妹注意听。
And then what follows, I want all brothers and sisters to pay attention to.
若要知道你活在这世上的原因，
If you want to know the reason why you live in this world,
你必须从神开始。
You must begin with God.
因为你是因他的目的而生。
Because you were born for his goals.
也是为他的目标而活。
And you also live for his purpose.
所以呢，我们基督徒，我们蒙恩得救的人，我们得救之后就知道我们活在世上的目的呢，是因着神而活。
Therefore, us Christians who are saved by God, after we're saved, we should know that we live in this world for God.
他造我们的目的是叫我们管理他所造的一切。
He created us so that we can rule over all things that he has created.
但是这里有一个问题。
But there's an issue here.
就是呢，看看我们自己。
And that is when we look at ourselves.
我们发现我们这个人实在太渺小，也太软弱了。
And then we realize how small and how weak we are.
我们渺小到一个地步。
We are so small to a point.
今天聚会结束之后。
After today's gathering.
我们回家的时候。
When we go home.
如果你站在门口。
If you stand at the door.
我开车走了。
And I drive.
无论我往东西南北哪个方向开出去两分钟。
No matter in which direction I drive for 2 minutes.
我再回头看你的时候。
When I turn around to look at you,
你小到我都看不见。
You're so small that I cannot see you.
而我们想这个神所造的一切。
And then when we think of everything that God has created,
神所造的这个浩瀚的宇宙里面。
In this great universe that God has created,
有多多少少多少亿我们数也数不清的银河系。
It has millions and millions of galaxies.
在这许许多的银河系里面，有一个不起眼的银河系里面呢，有一个不起眼的太阳系。
And then among all these galaxies, there is this tiny, tiny galaxy called the solar system.
在这个这么不起眼的太阳系里面，有一个小小的村，叫做地球村。
And then in this great solar system, or in this tiny solar system, there's this tiny, tiny village called the Earth.
在这个小小的地球村里面呢，有一个小片儿叫做北美。
And then in this tiny Earth, there's a small piece called North America.
在这个北美的小片里呢，又有那么小一旮的地方呢，叫做新泽西。
And then in this tiny piece of land of North America, there's this tiny place called New Jersey.
然后在新泽西有一个小小的镇，有一个小小的街，有个小小的房子，里面住着小小的你或者小小的我。
And then in New Jersey, there is a tiny town with a very tiny house within which you and I live.
我们就是这么渺小。
And that is how small and tiny we are.
一只黑熊就把我们吓得。叫做夜不能寐，是不是？送小孩上学，心里面还担心。
A small black bear scares us so much that we cannot sleep at night, and we're so worried when we drive our kids to school.
我们不单这么渺小，我们更软弱。
Not only are we so tiny, we're also weak.
冬天冷一点，我们就得流感。
When it's cold during winter, we get flu.
夏天热一点，我们热伤风。
And then when it's warm in the summer, we also catch cold.
蚊子叮，虫子咬。
We are bitten by mosquitoes.
一样我们都受不了。
None of these we can handle.
春天呢？
What about springtime?
过敏。
We have allergy.
所以人真的是又渺小又软弱。
Therefore, humans are so tiny and so weak.
更呢，人更是满了罪恶。
And men are also full of sin.
因着人的堕落。
Because of man's fallen.
今天，如果我们看神所造的一切的话，我们发现人管理不了。
Then when we look at everything that God has created, we realize that man cannot rule over it.
一个小小的地球，如果按照人的罪去管理的话，迟早要毁在人的手里。
If the earth is governed and ruled by the sinful nature of man, then one day eventually it will destruct.
神所造的一个美丽的地球。
God created this beautiful earth.
在人的手里，很多地方成为人间的地狱。
And within the hands of men, many places have turned into hell on earth.
人完全失败了。
Men have completely failed.
人如何能够管理神所造的一切？
How can men rule over all things that God have created?
这样说，是不是神的计划失败了呢？
Then is it to say that God's plan have failed?
没有。
No.
如果我们仔细读圣经的话，我们发现呢，在圣经里面向我们启示一个奥秘。
If we carefully read the scripture, then we will realize that in the scripture it reveals a secret.
让我们明白圣经里面所说，神要人管理他手所造的一切是什么意思。
It tells us the meaning when God said that He wants men to rule over all things that He created.
那就是在希伯来书第二章。
And that is in Hebrew chapter 2.
第五节到第八节。
Verse 5 through 8.
那里说，我们所说将来的世界。
And then there it says that in the world we talk about,
将来的世界,
in the world to come,
神呢,
he did not subject the angels to come.
这里有一个将来的世界,
there is a world to come.
不是呢,
it is not the world that we live in today.
那么这个将来的世界是谁来管辖呢?
So this world to come, who will be ruling over it?
圣经告诉我们说, 不是天使来管辖,
and the scripture tells us that it is not subject to the angels.
圣经的作者继续告诉我们说,
the author of the scripture also continue to tell us.
但有人在经上某处证明说,
but one has testified somewhere saying,
人算什么?
What is man?
这里面那个人呢, 就是说到那个软弱的人。
Here, the man refers to the weak man.
那个可怜的人。
This pitiful man.
人算什么你竟顾念他?
What is man that you remember him?
世人算什么你竟眷顾他?
Or the son of man that you are concerned about him?
这里面说世人算什么呢? 世人呢是说到人的渺小。
Here when it says the son of man, it talks about the tininess of men.
人算什么? 世人算什么? 你竟顾念他, 你竟眷顾他。
What is man and what is the son of man that you remember and you are concerned about?
你叫他比天使微小一点。
You have made him for a little while lower than the angels.
下面说, 赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
You have crowned him with glory and honor.
并将你手所造的都被他管理。
And have appointed him over the works of your hands.
叫万物都伏在 他的脚下,
you have put all things in subjection under his feet.
这里面告诉我们说, 神造我们的目的, 是要管理他所造的那个将来的世界。
Here it tells us that the purpose of that God has created us is to rule over the world to come.
虽然呢, 人今天失败了,
even though men have failed today,
虽然今天这个世界人管理不好,
even though today the world today men cannot rule over.
但是呢, 圣经告诉我们说, 我们的人生不过是一项暂时性的任务。
But the scripture tells us that our lives in this world is only a temporary duty.
我们今生呢, 不过呢, 是一个学习, 操练, 并且呢, 磨练的舞台和场所。
This life is only a stage for us to learn to practice.
是要预备我们 管理那个将来的世界,
to prepare us to rule over the world to come.
人生呢, 就好像在准备一场考试。
Your life is as if you're preparing for a test.
有的人呢, 要通过这场考试。
Some people have to pass this test.
有些人呢, 通过不了这场考试。
Some people cannot pass this test.
凡是通过这场考试的,
all those who pass,
神要奖赏我们。
God will reward us.
这个奖赏就是将来与他的儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同作王掌权。
And this reward is that in the future we will sit on the throne and rule with his son Lord Jesus Christ.
来管理将来的世界。
To govern the world to come.
所以弟兄姐妹, 我们一定要有这个观念。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we must have this concept.
我们的人生是短暂的。
Our lives are short.
神借着我们这一生是要磨练我们。 来试炼我们。
God is using this life to test us.
他要在我们身上做工。
He wants to work on us.
要把我们磨成他儿子耶稣基督的形象。
To mold us into the image of his son, Jesus Christ.
他要我们呢, 效仿他的儿子耶稣基督。
He wants us to follow his son, Jesus Christ.
让我们的生命被他建立起来。
So that our lives can be edified by him.
目的是什么?
What is the purpose?
将来我们可以和他的儿子一同来掌管未来的世界。
That in the future, together with his son, we can govern the world.
这是我们人生的目标。
That is the purpose of our life.
就是呢, 我们要在主的手中,
and it is that in God's hand,
被他成全,
to be fulfilled by him.
将来可以同我们的主一同作王。
So that in the future, we can be Lord together with him.
好，那么我们知道了这个目标。
Now that we know this purpose,
如何才能够达到这个目标呢？
How can we achieve this purpose?
首先哈、啊，我们要有一个心智。
First, we must have a heart.
我们基督徒呢，应该是胸怀大志的人。
Christians, we should be full of ambition.
我们要有志向。
We should have an ambition.
如果我们没有这样的志向，我们没有办法达到我们的目标。
Without such ambition, we cannot achieve the purpose.
什么样的心智呢？
What kind of heart and what kind of ambition should you have?
那就是呢，要将万事当作有损。
It is to think of all things as loss.
而以认识耶稣基督为至宝。
In the view of the surpassing value of knowing Lord Jesus Christ.
要为他丢弃万事，看为粪土，非要得着基督。
To count all things and cast all things away as rubbish to gain Christ.
以认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。
To place a surpassing value on knowing our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们姐妹翻译说是 surpassing value.
The translation is surpassing value.
就是呢，这个宝贝的价值超过一切所有的。
And that is to say, this treasure, the price of this treasure surpasses it, is above all things.
不单单是超过，而且是远远的超过。
Not only to be above, but it is far surpassing.
我们的心智就是要得到这个宝贝。
And it must be in our heart to obtain this treasure.
为了得到这个至宝。
In order to receive this treasure.
所有其他的东西，在我们看来不过是粪土。
All other things are but counted as rubbish.
我们要有一个心智。
We must have a heart.
就是呢，不是说我已经得着了。
And that is to say that I have not to say I have already received.
我已经完全了。
Not to say that I'm already perfect.
乃是竭力追求。
But to seek after.
竭力的追求。
But to diligently seek after.
为要得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。
To receive what Christ Jesus has placed for me.
在我们的心目中,
in our heart,
我们有一个至宝。
There is a treasure.
我们知道神为我们预备了一个冠冕。
We know that God has prepared a crown for us.
为了得到这个至宝, 这个冠冕,
in order to obtain this crown, this treasure,
我们要竭力地追求。
We have to diligently press on to.
就是竭尽全力, 永不放弃。
And that is to do all that we can and not to give up.
在我们心目中只有一件事。
In our hearts, there is only one thing.
就是忘记背后，努力面前。
And it is to forget what is behind, but to reach forward to what lies ahead.
向着标杆直跑。
To press towards the goal.
要得着耶稣基督从上面召我来要得的赏赐。
For the price, the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
在教会这许多年。
Over these years in church,
我发现有许许多多的弟兄姐妹，包括我自己在内。
I found many brothers and sisters, including myself.
没有什么志向。
We do not have such ambition.
也没有什么心智。
And we don't have such a heart.
我们常常开玩笑说。
We often joke.
我已经得救了。
I have already been saved.
我已经拿到去天堂的门票了。
I've already gotten the ticket to heaven.
这个门票好啊。
This is such a great ticket.
不会过期。
There's no expiration date.
永远有效。
It's forever effective.
什么时候我被主接去了。
Whenever I'm called by God.
什么时候这个门票都可以兑现。
And then that's whenever this check can be checked.
我们是不是有这样的想法。
Do we have such an idea?
将来到了天上。
That when we go to heaven.
你们做祭司，你们去服侍神好了。
You can be a priest and serve the Lord.
我在天堂的门口扫扫地就好了。
And I can just sweep the floor in front of heaven's gate.
你们跟主耶稣一同坐席。
You will be sitting at the feast with Lord Jesus.
我坐一个小板凳就可以了。
I can just sit on a little chair on the side.
你们可以唱诗赞美主。
You can sing hymns to praise the Lord.
我呢，听一听就可以了。
I can just listen to it.
我们这样的心智。
Such a heart.
圣经里面叫做说叫做小孩的心智。
The scripture calls it the heart of a child.
圣经告诉我们说我们不要做小孩子。
The scripture tells us not to be a child.
我们的心思意念。
our heart and our mind should not be one of the child.
We cannot
always stop at the point of just drinking the milk. God has saved us.
在我们每个人身上都有他的计划。
He has a plan for each one of us. We have to grow.
我们不能年复一年停留在同样的阶段。
We cannot year after year still be at the same place.
在一个学校,
In a school.
有一次呢,有一个提及的机会。
There is an opportunity to skip a grade.
有两个候选人。
There were two candidates.
一个年轻的,才工作两年。
There's a young one who's only been working for 2 years.
他有一个年纪大了,在这个学校已经工作了7年。
And then there's some elderly one who's already been in a school for 7 years.
但是呢,提及的时候呢,那个刚刚工作两年的获得了提升。
But when promotion came, the one who's only been working for 2 years got promoted.
那个老教师当然心里不服。
And this old elderly teacher, of course, was not satisfied.
他去找校长,问校长说, 我在这里辛辛苦苦工作了7年,为什么不是我?
And he went to the principal and said, I have diligently worked here for 7 years. Why am I not being promoted?
校长对他说, 你虽然工作了7年,
The principal tells him, even though you've been working for 7 years,
你不过是把一年的工作重复做了7年而已。
He said, you've only taken 1 year's work and repeated it for 7 times.
我们的生命是不是也是停留在原地踏步的阶段?
Is our life also just stepping on the same ground?
虽然我们信主5年、10年、20年甚至30年了,
Even though we believe in Christ for 5, 10, 20, maybe even 30 years,
我们在灵里面是不是还是一个属灵的婴孩?
Spiritually, are we still a baby?
我们生命有没有长进?
Have our lives grown?
神能不能在我们身上做更多的工作?
Can the Lord do more work on us?
让我们为他做更大的事?
So that we can do greater things for him.
主耶稣对他的门徒怎么说?
What does Lord Jesus Christ tell his disciples?
我实实在在地告诉你们,
He says that truly I tell you,
我所做的事,
what I have done,
信我的人也要做,
those who believe in me, the works I do, they will do also,
并且要做比这更大的事,
and greater works than these he will do.
主告诉我们说, 他的门徒, 所做的事要跟主做的事一样大而且要更大。
The Lord tells his disciples that the works they do will be just as great as the works that he has done and even greater.
我们有没有一个心智?
Do we have a heart?
为主做更大的事?
To do greater things for the Lord?
还就是仅仅满足我们得救而已?
Or are we satisfied with being saved?
我们要达到神给我们的目标，我们不单单的要有这样的心智。
And in order to reach the purpose God has set for us, not only do we need to have this heart,
我们还需要知道神为我们的预备的道路是什么。
And then we need to know the path. What is the path that the Lord has prepared for us?
我们知道要达到一个目标，一定要有路。
We know that in order to achieve a purpose, to reach a destination, there must be a path.
如果我们走的路错了，我们就
If we walk on the wrong path, then we cannot reach the destination.
许多弟兄姐妹得救之后非常非常的喜乐。
Many brothers and sisters are so joyful after they've been saved.
他们热心地读神的话。
They enthusiastically read the Lord's word.
他们也迫切地祷告。
And they diligently pray.
他们迫切地向亲人传福音。
And they diligently preach the gospel to their relatives.
但是很快。
But very fast.
也许 几个礼拜,
perhaps a few weeks,
也许几个月,
perhaps a few months,
起初的热情就没有了,
that original enthusiasm died,
起初的喜乐也失去了,
and the original joy is also lost.
为什么呢?
Why?
我们常常发现是因为不知道路在哪里。
We find that often it is because we don't know where the path is.
弟兄姐妹也许有心要跟随主,
Brothers and sisters perhaps have a heart to follow the Lord.
但却就不明白主要怎样的带领我们。
But we don't understand how God wants to guide us.
那么神为我们预备的路在哪里呢?
So where is this path that the Lord has prepared for us?
圣经里面有没有讲到路?
Has the scripture talked about a path?
马太福音第七章。
In Matthew chapter 7.
十二节十三节。
Verse 12 and 13.
主耶稣告诉他的门徒说。
Lord Jesus tells his disciple.
你们要进窄门。
Enter through the narrow gate.
走窄路。
Walk the narrow path.
说你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多。
He says, enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and way is broad that leads to destruction, and there are many who enter through it.
引到永生呢，那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
For the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life, and there are few who find it.
我们跟随主的路是什么路？
What is the path that we follow the Lord on?
主告诉我们说是一条窄路。
The Lord tells us that it is a narrow path.
什么是窄路？
What is a narrow path?
主耶稣下面继续告诉我们说。
And the Lord Jesus continues to tell us.
凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国。
All those who call me Lord, Lord will not all enter into heaven.
唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
Only those who follow my Father's commandment will enter.
窄路是什么呢？
What is the narrow path?
达到神为我们所预备那个目标的路是什么呢？
What is the path that will lead us to the destination that the Lord has prepared for us?
是什么？
What is it?
遵行我天父的旨意。
It is to follow the commandment of my Father.
遵行天父的旨意，这是窄路。
To follow the Lord's commandment, that is the narrow way.
但是却引导我们到永生。
But it will lead us to eternal life.
却领导我们实现我们人生的目的。
It will lead us to fulfill the purpose of our life.
但是很可惜。
But unfortunately,
许多人得救以后，
many people after they're saved,
走的是大路。
They walked on the broad way.
许多人走的是宽路。
Many people walked on the path that is broad.
所以主耶稣说，到那日，必有许多人对我说。
Therefore, Lord Jesus says, that day many will say to me,
主啊主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？
They will say, Lord, Lord, have we not preached your words? Have we not prophesied in your name and cast out demons and performed many miracles?
对那些走大路的人，主怎么回答他们？
So to those who were walking on the wide and broad road, what does the Lord say to them?
主说我从来不认识你们。
The Lord says, I never knew you.
你们这些作恶的人。
Those of you who practice lawlessness.
你们这些不遵守天父旨意的人。
Those of you who do not follow my Father's commandment in heaven.
离开我去吧。
Depart from me.
主耶稣继续说。
And Lord Jesus continues to say,
所以凡听见我这话就去行的。
Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them,
就好像一个聪明人，
may be compared to a wise man,
把房子盖在磐石上，
who built his house on a rock.
雨淋、水冲、风吹，冲撞了房子，房子总不倒塌。
And the rain fell, and the flood came, and the winds blew, and slammed against that house, and yet it did not fall.
因为根基立在磐石上。
For it had been founded on the rock.
相反，
On the opposite side,
凡听见我这话不去行的，
everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them,
好比一个无知的人，
will be like a foolish man,
把房子呢盖在沙土上，
who built his house on the sand,
雨淋水冲风吹，
the rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew,
撞着那房子，房子就倒塌，并且倒塌的很大。
And it slammed against the house and it fell and the fall was great.
是否遵行神的神的命令？
Whether or not you follow God's commandment,
遵守天父的旨意，
follow the commandment of the Lord,
就决定要把我们带到哪里去。
Then it determines where it will lead us.
主耶稣说，你们要走窄路。
Lord Jesus says, you should walk on a narrow path.
就是要遵行神的旨意。
It is to follow the words of the Heavenly Father.
就是要背起十字架来跟随他。
It is to carry the cross to follow him.
什么是十字架？
What is the cross?
十字架说白一点，
To say it plainly,
就是要否定我们自己。
It is to deny ourselves.
就是呢，在我们的心思和意念里面跟自己过不去。
It is that in our mind and in our heart that we are against ourselves.
就是跟我们的肉体过不去。
It is to be set against our flesh.
这叫做呢，否定自己。
And that is called denying ourselves.
否定自己非常非常的不容易。
To deny oneself is very hard.
如果你曾经试着来改变自己，你就知道。
If you have attempted to change yourself, you will know.
你要改变你自己，实在是太难。
To change yourself is too hard.
但是我们别无选择。
But we have no choice.
我们必须要背起十字架来跟随主。
We must carry the cross to follow the Lord.
如果按照我们的喜好的话，按照我们喜好去行的话，我们就是在走一条大路。
If we do according to our own likes, then we are walking on the broad way.
结局呢？
And the result
就是灭亡。
Is destruction.
我们要靠着圣灵来致死我们自己。
We must, through the Holy Spirit, kill ourselves.
当我想到要致死我们自己的时候，当我就借着神的话来省察我自己的时候，我发现在我的身上，也是在许多弟兄姐妹身上，神要做工，要除去我们里面有几样特别明显的东西。
When I examine myself, when I try to put myself to death, then I realize that there are a few things in us that the Lord wants us to look at.
神为了要成就他的旨意，为了要达成在我们身上他所设定的目标，神一定要对付我们身上这几个东西。
God must deal with these things if he wants to fulfill his purpose on us.
第一个是骄傲。
The first is pride.
这是人人都有的。
That is something that everyone has.
我相信没有不骄傲的人。
I believe that there is no one who is not proud.
我记得许华弟兄传福音的时候，常常讲到骄傲的时候，常常问我们当中有没有不骄傲的人，请举一下手。
I remember when Brother Xu, when he was spreading or preaching the gospel, he would often ask anyone among us who is not proud to raise his hand.
然后接下来说，我再给你一次骄傲的机会。
And then he said, I will give you one more opportunity to be proud.
我们每个人都骄傲。
Each one of us is proud.
即使是当初跟随主的那十二个门徒。
Even those 12 disciples who followed Jesus,
当他们觉得主的国快要来的时候，
when they felt that the kingdom of the Lord was soon to come,
当他们在错觉里面以为主的国降临就在这个时候的时候，
when they were misguided and thought that the Lord's kingdom was going to come at that time,
他们做什么？
What did they do?
他们争将来谁坐在主的左边，谁坐在主的右边。
They were fighting who's going to sit on the right-hand side of the Lord and who's going to sit on the left-hand side of the Lord.
他们要把别人呢踩在脚下，他们自己要伟大。
They want to step others underneath their feet and they themselves be the great ones.
骄傲。
Pride.
觉得自己呢比别人强。
Think that they themselves are greater than others.
主耶稣怎么对付他们骄傲？
How did Lord Jesus deal with their pride?
主带他们到十字架的前面。
Lord Jesus brought them before the cross.
主问他们说，我所尝的苦杯，你们能够承受吗？
And Lord Jesus asked them, the cup that I am suffering from, can you drink from it?
当初腓立比教会两个爱主的姐妹不能同心的时候，
When there are two sisters who cannot work with one heart in Philippines,
保罗劝他们说，
Paul encouraged them and said,
你们要以耶稣基督的心为心。
You should have the heart of the Lord. You should have a heart after the Lord Jesus Christ.
他本有神的形象。
He originally had the image of God.
却不以神为同等而强夺的。
But he did not pride himself in being equal of God.
反倒虚己。
But humbled himself.
取了奴仆的形象，成了人的样式。
Took the form of human to be a slave.
既成为人的样式，就存心谦卑，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
And he humbled himself to a point that he died on a cross.
主耶稣基督为我们做了榜样。
Lord Jesus Christ set an example for us.
他说，做学生的不能超过做先生的。
He said, the student cannot surpass the teacher.
我做先生的尚且为你们洗脚。
And as a teacher, I have washed your feet. And you shall do this to each other as well. You shall serve each other. You shall be servants of others. And even those who you look down upon. Even those who you think they are, you are better than them in everything. You should bend yourself. You should gird yourself. To be his slave, to be his servant.
来把他当成主人一样来服侍,
to serve him as your Lord. You should be humble.
个人看别人比自己强,
and see others as better than yourself.
何等不同的两条路,
how different these two paths are.
一条是宽路大路, 就是呢, 要踩在别人的头上,
one is the broad and the wide way and to step on other people's head.
要做头, 要伟大,
to be the head and to be great.
还有一条, 要谦卑下来, 做仆人,
and the other path is to humble yourselves to be a servant.
那是窄路,
and that is the narrow way.
那是通向荣耀的路,
and that is the way that leads to glory.
神要在我的身上所对付的第二件事情就是悖逆,
and the second thing that the Lord wants to deal with on me is disobedience, rebellion.
我们人天生不单单是骄傲的, 而且呢, 也是悖逆,
in our nature, we're not only proud, we're also rebellious.
我们喜欢呢, 按照我们心里面所喜好的去行,
we like to do according to our own heart.
不单自己这样行, 而且也喜欢看别人这样行,
not only do we like to do it ourselves, we like to see others do it as well.
你知道哈, 当我们孩子长大到teenager之后,
as our kids grow up to be teenagers,
我们发现孩子变得好快,
we find that kids change so much.
个子长高了,
they grow in height.
一下子比我高半头,
very fast, they're half a head taller than me.
讲话的声音呢, 也变了,
and their voice change.
说话,
they speak like that.
更可怕的, 我发现呢, 里边也变了,
and then even more scarily, I found that they've changed inside.
那个阶段呢, 我们叫它是, 反叛期,
and we call that period of time, a time of rebellion.
是不是? 你看他的时候, 他好像也不看你了,
when you look at them, they don't look at you back.
来聚会的时候, 像那个, 像梦游一样, 眼睛没神,
they come to these gatherings and it's as if they're sleepwalking, their eyes have, they are not focused.
你跟他讲的话, 他根本听不进去,
when you speak to them, they completely do not listen.
处处跟你作对,
and they go against you in everything.
你叫他往东, 他偏偏要往西,
you ask them to go to east and then they will go to west.
他明明知道往西是错的, 就是偏偏要往西,
they know going west is wrong, but then they will do it anyway.
叛逆啊,
rebellion.
看到这些孩子的时候, 有时候我就想到我自己,
when I look at these kids, sometimes it reminds me of myself.
我们在父神的面前其实我们也常常这样,
in front of our Heavenly Father, we are often like this as well.
我们呢个人如羊走迷,
each one of us is like a lost lamb,
偏行己路,
to walk on our own path.
羊不是都顺从的,
not all sheep are obedient.
羊有的时候是很悖逆的,
sometimes sheep are very rebellious.
我们就像那些走迷的羊一样,
we are like those sheep who are lost,
不愿意听从父神的旨意,
not willing to listen to the Father.
就按照自己心里面所喜好的去行,
we are doing according to our own heart.
我想要怎么样, 就一定要怎么样,
whatever I like, I must do.
不然我就不高兴, 不爽,
otherwise, I'm just not happy.
我不去聚会了,
I'm not going to go to church.
我不祷告了,
I'm not going to pray.
我们需要神十字架来对付我们,
we need God, we need cross to deal with us.
我们需要仰望我们的主耶稣基督,
we need to look upon our Lord Jesus Christ,
看看我们的主是如何甘心顺服父神的旨意,
to look at our Jesus Christ and see how he was willing to obey the Heavenly Father.
即使要忍受与父神分离的痛苦, 他也说, 照你的旨意, 不要照我的旨意,
Even if he had to suffer the pain of being separated from the Father, he said, according to your will and not mine.
最后呢, 神在我们身上所要对付的就是我们的虚假。
And lastly, what Lord wants to deal with us is our pretense.
神要除去我们的骄傲。
God wants to get rid of our pride.
为了达到他的目的。
In order to achieve his purpose.
神要除去我们的悖逆。
God wants to get rid of our rebellion.
使我们可以顺从地走在他为我们预备的窄路上。
So that we can obey and walk on the path that he has the narrow path that he has prepared for us.
神也要除去我们身上的虚假。
And God wants to get rid of the pretense on us.
我们都有说假话的毛病。
We all lie.
有说大话的毛病。
We like to boast.
有说空话的毛病。
We like to speak of things that are not true.
特别是当我们在教会里面, 在弟兄姐妹当中的时候,
especially when we are in church among brothers and sisters.
当我们在嘴巴里讲到要彼此相爱, 讲到那些属灵的事情的时候,
when we speak of loving each other, when we speak of spiritual things,
我们常常不知不觉地就言不由衷。
We oftentimes unconsciously not speak the truth.
我们忘记了神是鉴察人心的神。
We've forgotten that God is a God who examines men's heart.
我们可以在人面前伪装。
We can pretend in front of men.
假冒伪善。
We can be hypocrites.
但是呢, 在神的面前我们没有一样是隐藏的。
However, nothing is hidden before God.
这个周末, 礼拜五查经的时候,
this Friday at the Bible study,
妙叔叔来到我们当中分享,
Uncle Miao was sharing among us.
有两点非常非常让我感动。
There are two points that I was very touched with.
第一点是他的爱。
The first is his love.
特别是对那些毫不可爱的人的爱。
Especially his love for those people who are just completely not lovable.
他用他的一生, 今年已经84岁了, 他用他的一生, 到现在身体已经完全垮掉了, 来爱那些在社会上被看为残渣的人。
He used his entire life, he's 84 years old now, to love those people who are cast away by the society.
第二点让我非常感动的,
the second point that I was very touched with,
就是他的真实。
And it is his sincerity.
他不隐藏他自己。
He does not hide himself.
虽然短短大概50分钟的时间,
even though the time was very short, just 50 minutes,
但我们看到的是一个真真实实的人。
We saw a true person.
是一个是就说是, 不是就说不是的人。
He is someone who says yes, he says yes to yes and no to no.
这样的生命非常非常叫我羡慕。
This kind of life I very much envy after.
我真的盼望神在我身上也能做这么奇妙的工作。
And I truly hope that God can do this amazing work on me.
除去我身上的虚假。
To take away the pretense on me.
在神的面前, 在人的面前, 是一个真实, 不隐藏。
So that before men and before God, I am a true and not hidden person.
是一个什么样的人, 活在人的面前, 就是一个什么样的人。
That whatever kind of person I am, that's the kind of person I live before other men.
为什么许许多多的朋友, 他们信主很难呢?
Why is it that we have so many friends? It is so difficult for them to believe in the Lord.
因为他们在我们当中或者接触到一些基督徒时候,
it is because when they are among us, when they are interacting with some Christians,
过了一段时间以后, 发现基督徒很虚假。
After a while, they found that Christians are hypocrites.
说的是一套, 做的是另外一套。
They speak of one thing and they do another thing.
在人前面是一套, 在背后是另外一套。
They act a certain way before men and differently behind them.
许许多多的时候, 是我们的伪善, 绊倒了那些还没有信主的朋友。
Many times, it is our hypocrisy that has obstructed other people who have not yet believed.
我们需要神怜悯我们。
We need the Lord to help to have mercy on us.
主耶稣告诉我们说, 绊倒人的人有祸了。
Lord Jesus told us that woe to those who obstruct others.
不要让我们的假冒为善绊倒人。
Do not let our hypocrisy obstruct others.
神给我们的话, 是让我们活出来的。
The words that God has given us, it is for us to live on.
不是单单让我们去说给人听的。
It is not just for us to speak to others with.
神的话是要成为我们的生命。
God's word is to become our life.
不是我们的装饰。
It is not our pretense.
我们要有一个敬畏神的心。
We must have a godly heart.
我们要知道我们的神是烈火。
We must know that our God is fire.
我们要知道我们的神是光。
We must know that our God is light.
在他面前没有一样是可以隐藏的。
In front of him, nothing is hidden.
凡是不出于他的。
All things that do not come from him.
一切出于我们自己的。
All things that come from ourselves.
神都要用他的火烧尽。
God will use his fire to burn up.
我们常常在一起的时候喜欢分享神永远的旨意。
When we are together, we like to share about God's eternal will.
以弗所书1章10节告诉我们说，神永远的旨意就是在日子满的时候，让天上地上一切所有的都在耶稣基督里同归于一。Ephesians
chapter 1 tells us that his will is that on the day when the date is full, all things on earth and heaven shall be united into one in Christ.
这是神永远的旨意。
That is God's eternal will.
这是神在他所创造的这个宇宙里面的永远的旨意。
This is his eternal will in the universe that he has created.
神这样大的旨意跟我们这个小小的人有什么关系？
What is the relationship between God's great will and us tiny people?
弟兄姐妹，当我们知道了神的心意的时候，我们实在要稀奇。
When we know what is in God's heart, we shall be amazed.
因为我们这个小小的人跟神永远的旨意是紧密连接的。
Because there is such a close connection between us tiny people and God's great will.
我们是一个什么样的人？
What kind of people we are?
我们做什么样的事？
What kind of things we do?
会影响到神永远的旨意。
It will affect God's eternal will.
神所造的一切，天上地上的所有的，要在基督里合一。这个合一是如何达到的？
All things that God has created on heaven and on earth, it shall be united. How do we achieve this unity?
今天我们看这个世界，看到神所造的一切，我们看到没有合一。
When we look at this world, when we look at all things that God has created, we see that it is not united.
教会里的弟兄姐妹有合一吗？
Brothers and sisters in church, are we united?
犹太人跟外邦人有合一吗？
Jewish people and the Gentiles, are they united?
不同的种族人之间有合一吗？
Is there unity among different races?
国家与国家之间有合一吗？
Is there unity between different countries?
神所造的人和神所造的其他的有合一吗？
The men that God has created and other things that God has created, is there unity?
远远都没有。
It's far from it.
但是神的旨意却是要借着他的教会。
But God's will is that through church this will be achieved.
神所造的一切的合一是借着教会的成熟来达到。
The unity that God wants to achieve is achieved through the maturity of the church.
当教会成熟的时候。
When church is mature.
当心腹预备整齐的时候。
When the bride is ready.
当耶稣基督的身体长成的时候。
When the body of Christ has grown to full measure.
当神的灵宫建造起来的时候。
When the spiritual building has been built up.
当教会成为神的居所的时候。
When the church has become God's house.
圣经告诉我们说，新天新地就是新耶路撒冷要从天而降。
The scripture tells us that the new heaven and the new earth, the new Jerusalem, will come from above.
圣经就告诉我们说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间。
It will say that, look, God's tabernacle is among men.
那个时候就是我们主回来的时候。
And that is when our Lord Jesus will be returning.
就是我们的主要来掌管万有的时候。
And that is when our Lord will come to govern over all things.
教会。
Church.
在神的心目中是何等的要紧。
How important it is in God's heart.
教会要成熟。
Church has to be mature.
我们的主才能够回来掌管。
And then the Lord can come back to govern.
教会如何成熟？
How can church be mature?
教会是当有一批弟兄姐妹，他们靠着主的恩典，成为得胜者的时候，教会就成熟了。
It is when a group of people, by God's grace, that they become overcomers, and then the church is mature.
当神得到那一批出熟的果子的时候，教会就成熟了。
When God has received this batch of first fruits, then the church is mature.
弟兄姐妹，
brothers and sisters.
神呼召我们每一个人为他而成为那个得胜者。
God has called each one of us to become the overcomer for him.
成为出手的果子来献给神。
To become the first fruits to be offered to him.
神的旨意就是这样跟我们每一个人息息相关。
And this is how God's will is so closely connected with each one of us.
如果说我们这个人生有什么所追求的目标的话，
If we have anything that we desire after in this life,
那不是别的。
And that is not anything else.
就是靠着主的恩典，靠着主的怜悯，靠着主耶稣基督的十字架。
It is by the Lord Jesus' grace and mercy and by his cross.
来改变我们。
To change us.
让我们有他儿子，有主耶稣基督的形象。在我们里面长成
to have the image of Lord Jesus Christ to grow in us
使我们能够成为那蒙召的得胜者
so that we can become the overcomers who have been called
无论羔羊往哪里去
that no matter where the lamb goes
我们都至死跟随
and that we will follow it to the death
这样
this way
教会就成熟了
this way the church can mature
主耶稣说
Lord Jesus said,
蒙召的人多
Those who have been saved are many.
选上的人少
Those who have been called are many, but those who are chosen are few.
选上的人少就说告诉我们说那个真正得胜的在所有蒙召的里面是少数
And that is to say that the true overcomers are few among all those who are called.
弟兄姐妹愿神给我们一个心智
Brothers and sisters, may the Lord give us a heart.
我们成为那一批忠心跟随羔羊的人。
That we become this group of people who faithfully follow the Lamb.
我们成为走窄路跟随主的人。
We become those who walk on the narrow way to follow the Lord.
我们成为主呼召我们靠着他能够得胜的人。
We become those that when the Lord calls on us, we follow him.
我们有这样的目标。
We have such a purpose.
我们能够达到这样的目标。
We can achieve this purpose.
不是靠着我们自己。
Not by ourselves.
但是我们知道我们所依靠的那一位。
But we know the one whom we rely upon.
我们虽然常常的软弱。
Even though we are often weak.
但是他永不软弱。
However, he is never weak.
我们虽然常常的失败。
Even though we often fail.
他永不失败。
He will never fail.
虽然我们常常失信
Even though we are faithless,
但是他永远信实
However, he is forever faithful.
让我们跟随他
Let us follow him.
一起祷告
Let us pray.
主，我们求你借着你的话来帮助我们
Lord, we ask you to help us through your words.
因为你的话就是生命，你的话就是粮食，你的话就是能力。
Because your words is life, it's food and it's power.
你的话是我们脚前的灯，是我们路上的光。
Your words is the light on our way and the lamp on the path.
主，让我们宝贝你的话。
Lord, let us treasure your words.
更让我们听从你的话。
And let us listen to your words.
用你的话来开启我们。
Use your words to open us.
看见你爱我们
to see that you love us.
但是你帮助我们，让我们不单单成为接受你爱的器皿。
Lord, help us so that we are not only instruments who receive your love.
而且成为你爱的管道。
That we can become channels of your love as well.
我们不单单是承受祝福的人。
That Lord, we are not only people who receive blessings.
主啊，我们也是把你的恩典流出去的人。
That we are also those from whom grace can flow out of.
主，让我们不单单仅仅蒙恩得救而已。
Lord, let us not only be saved by grace.
主，更靠你的恩典，可以在你里面长大成熟。
Lord, that by your grace we can grow and mature in you.
满有耶稣基督长成的身量。
To have the full measure of Lord Jesus Christ.
也让教会成为将充满万有者的丰满。
And may the church be the one who's filled with all.
主，成为主耶稣基督你在地上的居所。
To be the dwelling place of Lord Jesus Christ in this world.
彰显我们主耶稣基督的荣耀。
To manifest the glory of Jesus Christ.
主啊，请你越过人的软弱。
Lord, may you pass the weaknesses of men.
帮助我们每一个人。
help each one of us.
建立我们每一个人。
To build up each one of us.
把荣耀、颂赞、感谢都归给你。
Give you, may we give you the praises and the glories and the thanks.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.